Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
When you're buying property, there's many things you have to think about, both before and after the purchase. Financing property is one of the things you have to do beforehand, and you can do this with a mortgage. You may have heard people talking about mortgages before, but not actually understood what they are or what they're used for. So, to put them in their simplest form, a mortgage is a type of loan. Now, there's countless loans you can get, from student loans to personal loans to payday loans, and they each work differently from one another, and mortgages are no different. They have their own criteria, their own payback system, and are only used in certain situations involving property and land. The reason it's important to know what mortgages are, how they work, and how you might be able to get one, is because mortgages are often needed to get on the property ladder, which is one of the best things you can do in life. The problem is, however, the housing market isn't a stable market. It changes all the time. Therefore, getting on it can be difficult. But mortgages can make it easier. So, how do they work? And who can get one? Well, as I've said, mortgages are loans, but they're a specialist type of loan. Whilst the word loan can be used as a cover-all term for any financial transaction between two people where one party ends up paying the other one back, a mortgage is known as a secured loan. Depending on the type of loan, if you fail to pay back the money by a certain time, doesn't necessarily mean you'll have further expenses to pay. For example, if you were to loan your friend some money and they struggled to pay it back, you wouldn't demand it by the end of the month. Instead, you might say something like, "Pay me back whenever you can." This loan, and many others, work similarly to this, but not secured loans. Secured loans essentially mean if the payments aren't made on time, then something else can be taken instead, whether it's as payment or just as an incentive to get you to pay. When it comes to mortgages, what they can take is your property, and if needed, they might end up selling it to make up for their financial loss. The whole point of a mortgage is to give you enough money to buy property or land when you don't have the funds to buy it outright yourself. Because it's a loan, it has to have a borrower and a lender. In this scenario, the borrower is you, and the lender is the bank. They give you a specific amount of money to buy whatever it is you're trying to buy, whether it's land, a house, or a flat. But they also give you a set time when the money has to be paid back by, with interest. Now, interest essentially acts as a meter to see how much borrowing actually costs. As a borrower, your interest rate is how much you're going to be charged for borrowing money, shown as a percentage of that loan. But don't worry, because this payment that you need to pay back takes place over several years. So who can get one? Well, the answer to that is anyone, sort of. Before you can actually get a mortgage, there's an application process to go through. It's understandable, given that large amounts of money are often involved. that anyone aged anywhere between 25 and 40 is generally accepted for getting a mortgage. But they're not the only ones. Provided you are accepted, anyone within the legal requirements can get a mortgage. More often than not, it's out of necessity and a helping hand to get you on the property ladder. But people who can buy the property outright can get mortgages as well. Having a mortgage simply allows for more expenses to be paid for. Investments can be made. Essentially, you can gain a greater sense of financial security. But like I've said, it all hinges on the application. So what's in that? Unfortunately, banks aren't going to give money to anyone who asks. The sad reality is, there are far too many people who would waste that money. And this is why they filter out people. But there's no great challenge in getting a mortgage. No exams to be taken, no degree to be needed. All you need to be taken seriously by the banks for approval is a regular job, a decent income, and a good credit score. A number to essentially tell lenders how reliable you are in your repayments. Step by step, applying for, getting approved, and securing your mortgage might look something like this. Pre-qualification. This is the first step of getting a mortgage. All you have to do is have some sort of interaction with the bank. This can include sending them written estimates of your income and assets, or meeting with them in person. By doing this, your lender can gain a better idea of how much you're looking to learn, ultimately giving them a better idea whether or not it would be suitable to give you approval. Speaking of, the next step is pre-approval. Now, pre-approval is different from pre-qualification in one major way. Whilst pre-qualification essentially acts as a first impression, pre-approval is the approval from the lender that they would be willing to give you a mortgage based off of the three main traits: a regular job, a decent income, and a good credit score. The reason why this is important is because by getting a pre-approval, you can gain a better understanding of what you might be able to afford. The last thing you'd want to do is find a property that you like and you're interested in getting, only to find that the lender hasn't or isn't willing to lend you the money to actually buy it. This is why actually looking and finding the right place is the third step. It's best advised to hold off looking for property until after achieving pre-approval. Besides understanding what your finances might look like with a mortgage, you're also given a pre-approval letter. What this letter does is inform the seller that you do actually have the funds to buy it. What many sellers will likely experience is multiple potential buyers, and if you're serious about it, you don't want to be dismissed. That's why gaining pre-approval first is vital, and how it can help you to find what you want. And the final step in this process is to secure approval. If you're successful and the seller decides that you're the person to sell to, the last thing you'll need to do is secure your approval. Once again, a detailed summary of the traits will need to be verified. However, the property will also be inspected on behalf of the lender. No one likes giving away more money than they have to, particularly when the money is going to be used irresponsibly. So, to ensure that this isn't happening, the lenders will want to see that their money is going towards the right person in the right area. And finally, once all of this has been completed, and you've paid your closing costs, signed your mortgage papers, the property is now officially yours. Mortgages can be a confusing area of life to understand, but in essence, they're just a special loan you take out on property. For many of you listening, it's probably too early to think about getting your first property, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't know what to do when the time comes. The housing market is competitive and constantly changing, but mortgages can help you get that first foot on the ladder. So give yourself the best possible chance of achieving that goal. Thank you for listening to this Life Skills podcast, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.